Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of James in the New Testament. First, out of the New International Version, James chapter 4, beginning of verse 13. And he says this, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." And then out of the New Living Translation, one of those passages, James chapter 4 again, but beginning of verse 14 and 15. Same passage, but different translation. He says this again, "Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that." You know, whether we realize it yet or not, our time here on earth is limited. I think you know that, but I'm not sure we appreciate that at times. No matter how uneasy that might make us feel, it's an absolute fact. No matter who you are, how young or how old, what measure of success, fame, or power by worldly standards you have attained, or wherever you live, mortality is the great leveler for us all. With each tick of the clock, another moment of our lives falls behind us. Even as we began our time together this morning, some number of seconds have passed that we'll never have again. During the last few weeks, we've been considering the purpose and impact we were meant to have, and which only we can have. We were challenged to stop wasting our lives by living in the past and instead to follow the example of Elisha, the prophet, and turn the page and let God wipe our lives clean and move on. And last week, we held a mirror up to our lives to check to see whether we were living out the important or the urgent things in our lives as we watched a dad's life changed through a fishing trip with his son. You know, thinking about our brief time here on earth may be a bit discomforting for some of you, but actually, it can be very liberating if we confront and embrace that truth straight up. So what are you doing today? Tomorrow? At home with your family? How about in your careers? Or in those careers of others in your family that you support and you care about and you want to help them with? In the world of sports, college baseball has just started another season all across the country, a season which will occupy many waking moments of the coaches and the staff. In professional baseball, we're signing and re-signing players and free agents at record-setting dollar amounts and are in the beginning stages of spring training, preparing for the upcoming Major League Baseball season beginning in a few weeks. What if I told you that you may never see next week, or that you may not even see one pitch of the 2019 Major League Baseball regular season? NCAA basketball teams, which lost games this past weekend, realized that they probably hurt their chances a bit for the NCAA tournament selection Sunday in a few weeks, something which those in college basketball and some coaches and administrators would say is at the top of the list of what is important today. And my question to them would be this, really? To the exclusion of everything else? Of those other things which are truly important, really the selection for the NCAA tournament is that important? Try this. What if I told you that you had 30 days to live? Or 20 days? Or 10? What would you say is important then? Would your days look any different than they do now? What if today was your last day on earth? What is your special someone or your spouse doing this very moment? What is going on in your son's or your daughter's life? When was the last time you had lunch or dinner with your son or daughter? Just them, and just about them. If your dad is still alive, how's he doing? Or your mom, your granddad or grandma? How about your sister or brother? When was the last time that you checked? It's a stark reality we're reminded of by James in the scripture verse we read a minute ago when he writes, "How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then it's gone. Or in another translation, we read, you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Yet, we live the days of our lives too often as if our life will go on forever, doing and planning for the things that we won't remember in the scheme of what's important, while we miss the best, the most precious, sacred moments which are there for us to enjoy and are there for us to add value to and build into for eternity. We miss it, thinking, I suppose, that it will go on forever. But guys, it will not. And rather than paralyzing us, stopping for a moment to embrace the reality of our mortality, that our time on earth is limited, it should really begin to free us when we think about it, to live the lives that we were really meant to live. Because I suspect that if we knew we had just a few weeks left to live, most of us would begin to live our lives much, much, much differently. A few years ago, while attending some events at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, I was introduced to a new and now dear friend. During our time together in Colorado, he drove me around the springs, showing me all the beautiful landmarks out there. And during that time, he introduced me to the song entitled Don't Blink by Kenny Chesney, which he himself had just heard sung at another friend's memorial service, a friend his own age that was gone or who was gone way too soon. Listen to some of the words of that song. I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed who was turning 102 today. They asked him, what was the secret to life? He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Trust me, friend, he said, it goes faster than you think, so don't blink. I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked right at me and said, best start putting first things first. Because when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth, and don't blink. So I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it in this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. So don't blink. Life goes faster than you think. So don't blink. What is it you and I need to change today to live the life, to not miss the life that we were meant to live with the important people that God gave you and gave me? What are you doing now that really can wait until another day? What do we need to change now so we don't miss the important people and moments of today, never to come again? When you stop to think about it, we don't have control over many things in life. We didn't get to decide when or where we were born, who our parents are, or which time period and culture we would be living in the middle of. We don't get to decide the beginning and the ending dates that will be engraved on our memorial markers at the cemetery. We don't know when our time on this earth will be up. It could be next week, next year, or decades away. Only God knows, and he's not saying. But there is one thing we have a vast amount of control over. We do get to decide how we're going to live each day while we're here. We get to decide how we're going to spend our time here, which we have left. So, let's live the life that we were created to live, keeping our eyes open to the important people and moments around us. Let's have the impact that we were meant to have. Live the legacy only we can leave in this one time around, gone too soon journey God has given to you and to me. And as we do, let's remember, it will all be gone way too soon, so don't blink. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for my friends. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder, introduction, me of my friend in Colorado Springs, the song by Kenny Chesney, Don't Blink. Thank you for the impact of those words in my life. I pray, Lord, that they will have an impact in our lives, not just for today, but for every day, so that we might embrace the important people and moments in our lives to realize we'll never get them back. We'll never get those moments back, and to live them today, to not blink, to keep our eyes wide open to everything that you've given us, the blessings, precious as they are, in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for this message and the lesson and your word, sharing it from James. Thank you for all you do for us and with us and leading us into the life you meant for us to live. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.